The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 126 new COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths in its latest update published December 21. The 2 deaths reported today include a Barrie and a Bradford resident. The health unit reported the death of a man between 45 and 64 years old and a woman over 79 years old, both from Simcoe County. The man died December 7 and the woman died December 20. The new cases include Collingwood, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 to 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 to 79 years old. All 6 cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Barrie, 44, 9 youth under 18, 11 people between 18 and 34 years old, 6 people between 35 and 44 years old, 10 people between 45 and 64 years old, 5 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 3 people over 79 years old. 7 cases are outbreak-related and the rest are still under investigation. There is an active outbreak at the Barrie View Retirement Home, declared December 17, and there are 9 resident cases, and fewer than 5 staff cases reported with the outbreak to date. Springwater, 12, 4 youth under 18, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 12 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 13, 2 youth under 18, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 6 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. 1 is related to close contact, and 1 is outbreak related. The rest are still under investigation. Bradford, 11, 2 youth under 18, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 4 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related and the rest are still under investigation. Orillia, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Severn, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Midland, 7, 2 youth under 18, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Tay, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Tiny, 3, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Issa, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old and 5 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related and the rest are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is outbreak-related. Muskoka, 8, Bracebridge, 4, Muskoka Lakes, 1, Gravenhurst, 3, included in the new cases reported today are 35 unvaccinated, 6 partially vaccinated, and 84 fully vaccinated people. There are 1,384 active cases in the region. 2 people have been hospitalized since Friday's report for a total of 26 Simcoe Muskoka residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 17,735 cases of COVID-19 with 16,065 of those cases recovered and 286 cases ending in death. About 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 21. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 273,263 the 2nd of December 22,303 56.7% Barry 6,116.5 467,134 the 12th of December 23 987,195 85.8% Bradford WG 2,511 2,369 41 December 20th 5 752,140 85.7% Clearview 199,174 5 the 2nd of December 21,324 53 84.5% Collingwood 337,310 the 4th of December 21,366 45 89.5% ESA 686,633 6 the 1st of December 22 846,125 75.1% Innisfil 1,642 1,509 the 21st of December 23 983,187 84.8% Midland 309,265 6 the 1st of December 21,688 93.87.1% New Tecumseth 1,833 1,740 19 the 1st of December 24 329,116 80.4% Aurelia 602,511 10 the 1st of December 21 781,154 89.5% Oro Medant 382,323 6 the 3rd of December 19 638,129 84.1% Penetanguishene 271,251 the 8th of December 22,812 52 90.5% Remara 175,161 the 1st of December 18 1,674 96 86.7% Severn 176,144 the 3rd of December 21 174,185.3% Springwater 522,419 2 the 1st of December 22 435,327 91.7% Tay 183,160 the 3rd of December 21 632,125 87.4% Tiny 194,169 2 the 1st of December 21 445,127 79.7% Wasaga Beach 429,407 5 the 2nd of December 19 1,810 59 86.6% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 12. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.